This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Your host, and I always go according to the tea leaves and the facts and the research I can get, and I was telling you that it was a long shot for Trump to turn this theft around unless he started taking action. Well, in just the last 4 or 5 days, we've started to see the gates of the undersea lair open, and the Kraken has now swam out. The question is, will the dog hunt? But it is on, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, what a broadcast today with 34 days out from the attempted globalist takeover with their Chi-Com puppet, Joe Biden. So right now, let's hear what CBS News had to hear about the documented, not like the Russian stuff, the documented foreign interference for Joe Biden.
What did Ratcliffe say about election fraud and interference?
Well, DNI Ratcliffe leads the 17 intelligence agencies, and he has access to the most highly classified information that is held by the U.S. government. And he told CBS News that there was foreign election interference by China, Iran, and Russia in November of this year. And he is anticipating a public report on those findings in January.
Well, you got to act now on this. I mean, you got the people with the suitcases pulling them out from underneath in Georgia at the CNN Center, cramming them into the machine, saying a water main had broken. You've got all this other incredible evidence. The question is, do we take action? Well, first you have to define this is a foreign takeover, that the blue cities and states are under Chi-Com martial law, and under the law, it takes a civil emergency to remove them. That's where we are. Or if we're not ready to face that threat, they win. Here is what General Flynn just had to say about it on Newsmax.
Also ordered, he could order within the swing states, if he wanted to, he could take military capabilities, and he could place them in those states and basically rerun an election in each of those states. I mean, it's not unprecedented. I mean, these people out there talking about martial law, it's like it's something that we've never done. We've done, martial law has been instituted 64 times, Greg. So I'm not calling for that. We have a constitutional process. We clearly have a constitutional process. I think you highlighted some of that in your previous segment. That has to be followed.
So, again, this is the wheelhouse we're in. I don't want what you call martial law, but when you're already, if Martians landed, if 5,000 Martian spaceships landed with ray guns and started going around blowing up all the government buildings, martial law would be declared, regular law would be suspended. They tell you to run for the hills or hide in your basement, and they go out and attack the Martians. We're under attack. The globalists, the Chi-Coms, are the Martians. The mainstream media, the leftists, even with their green and purple hair, are the Martians. And so do we respond to their takeover? They've already put us under lockdown. They've already put us under martial law. They're already telling us, let them have medical IDs to leave our houses. Now, here's my only problem. Trump already capitulated so much to the inoculations and the COVID propaganda. Later he stood up to it. Later he took the mask off. Later he had the rallies. I know he's a good guy, but how will they manipulate him if he removes Biden and these globalists, and then we don't just set up some new nightmare? We're going to open the phones up. I did a new show today called American Journal. In an ode to Washington Journal, we took 5 times the calls I usually did. We did a great job, took over 50 calls, played a lot of clips. It was powerful. And we'll be hosting that next week, myself, Owen Schroyer, and others, 8 to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is, of course, is the Alex Jones Show, but we had about, I don't know, 15 callers or so on hold when the show ended. So I said, hey, transfer them over. And they're like, well, it's a different phone system. So we got their numbers. We're going to call them back, get them up first. We're going to go to all of them at the bottom of the hour on the subject they called in about. What do you call it if Trump moves against the deep state? They're going to call it martial law with the bad connotations. Flynn just being honest about what it is. Do we just let them have their own Chinese globalist martial law? Or is there another way to fix this? But the evidence is mounting. They did do this, and then it's Trump's duty to take action. The question is, how does he take action constitutionally, legally, and lawfully? And then we've also got the huge news on the inoculations rolling out and all the adverse reactions taking place from that. Stay with us. This is the InfoWar.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying in some of the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons that are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases that they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
Conservative right-wing Christian Catholics in America are standing up against the communist Pope they've got over there, who's absolutely New World Order, anti-family, anti-God, anti-capitalism. Cardinal Burke has come out and said that the whole COVID-19 thing is being used as a satanic takeover of America. Senator Rand Paul has said it's been used as a hoax to basically steal the election. We got that video clip coming up. And we've also got, again, all these other individuals that are prominent coming out and speaking the truth. But here's a clip of Cardinal Burke. Forces of the Great Reset have used COVID to advance evil agendas. Truer words were never spoken. Here it is.
Our nation is going through a crisis which threatens its very future as free and democratic. The worldwide spread of Marxist materialism, which has already brought destruction and death to the lives of so many, and which has threatened the foundations of our nation for decades, and now seems to seize the governing power over our nation. To attain economic gains, we as a nation have permitted ourselves to become dependent upon the Chinese Communist Party, an ideology totally opposed to the Christian foundations upon which families and our nation remain safe and prosper. I speak of the United States of America, but evidently many other nations are in the throes of a similar, most alarming crisis. Then there is the mysterious Wuhan virus, about whose nature and prevention the mass media daily give us conflicting information. What is clear, however, is that it has been used by certain forces inimical to families and to the freedom of nations to advance their evil agenda. These forces tell us that we are now the subjects of the so-called Great Reset, the new normal, which is dictated to us by their manipulation of citizens and nations through ignorance and fear. Now we are supposed to find in a disease and its prevention the way to understand and direct our lives, rather than in God and in His plan for our salvation.
See the full speech. Top Catholic cardinal warns COVID-19 being used to usher in evil Great Reset. So you've got the pedophile Satanists that have taken over part of the Catholic Church. They're really Marxist-Leninists. You've got these guys that are fighting them. And I got to say, it's some of these Catholic cardinals and people that are the most on target. And so it just shows the civil war going on in every institution, whether it's the FBI, Protestant churches, the Catholic Church, all of it, whether it's in public schools or in colleges or in families, this is good versus evil, period. Now, I could spend an hour on this, but we have video out of Sweden and out of Canada of health ministers touring hospitals with mannequins in fake hospital beds, and they tell you it's real. We have footage coming in from all over, California and Texas, of people saying they're being injected, but the plunger's all the way down, and there's nothing in the needle. There's nothing in the injector. You can see that. And the media tried to deny it. Now they go, okay, it's true. They said it's a mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't believe a damn word these criminals say. They've got so many people now involved in the lie. But here's footage of something real. Here's a nurse in Tennessee who took the shot on TV and about 9 minutes later collapses and falls over. They said, oh, the vaccine did it. It's no big deal. Yes, we have a higher rate of people collapsing with this one, but it's no big deal. They're having an autoimmune response. The nervous system freaks out, has to reset, and collapses. It's not a regular vaccine. It's an mRNA that is programming your very DNA. And if you've already been exposed to COVID, it can kill you, and that's when you have this cytokine storm by being stung by 15 bees. Let's go ahead and roll the footage.
Oh, you know, all of my staff, we are excited to get the vaccine. You know, we are in the COVID unit, so therefore, you know, my team will be getting first chances to get the vaccine. And I know that it's really... I'm sorry, I'm feeling really dizzy. I'm sorry.
And she had to be taken out of a stretcher. Now, why did the British Ministry of Defense, 1 week into it, 2 weeks ago, say you got to be in a hospital with resuscitation, defibrillation, full emergency room to take this? Then they said, the advisory board said, look, pregnant women shouldn't take it. People under 16 shouldn't take it. People with autoimmune disorders or bad allergies shouldn't take it. And people over 75 shouldn't take it. But I thought it's totally safe and effective. So there she is on TV, of your TV viewer. You can see her getting the shot. A few minutes later, she collapses. And they didn't deny the vaccine, did it? Bill Gates said 700,000 people get sick or die. He said 80% get sick from it. When I say that, Media Matters calls for us to be shut down. It says Jones falsely claims 80% get sick from the Pfizer vaccine. I have Bill Gates, his godship, his Lord, Commander, Supreme Ruler of Earth, saying it. They tried to get Joe Rogan taken off Spotify for playing it, for having me on to say that. Joe put the clip out. They crapped their britches. So, see, they have to normalize getting everybody to just accept this. We're not going to accept it. And then, by the way, all the big vaccine makers, it's not even a vaccine, it's a genetic takeover system, they all admit that it doesn't protect you from COVID and that it won't stop you from spreading COVID. Meanwhile, they're giving pregnant women the shots, even though on the insert it says don't give it to a pregnant woman, because it causes a huge autoimmune response, and a lot of times the body then autoimmune responses to the baby and kicks it out. She says, oh, my baby will have antibodies. Oh, you'll have antibodies, all right. This isn't a regular vaccine. This will go in and change every cell in you. God knows what it'll do to the baby itself. We had a caller. I always pronounce it wrong and always forget about it. What was the drug they gave women that made tens of thousands of babies die in the U.S., even more overseas, and still others had no arms or legs or a little bitty short legs? Thymelinide, or how do you say it? We'll look that up. We covered it during the three-hour show earlier. I mean, there's so many examples of this, and they skipped animal trials on this and are doing mass trials. And then I was called by a listener, and he was on air and reminded me that there's actually a federal law saying we can all be experimented on in mass, H.R. 4373. So, you know, we're all about documentation. The slugs over at George Soros-run Media Matters that literally are mercenaries against your very life are hoping you don't research this and look this up for yourself. I mean, the British government says pregnant women shouldn't take this. Malformations due to the maternal ingestion of, I have pronouncing problems, it's thalidomide, yeah. Wow. But hey, it's okay, because Tim Cook's gay. And by the way, when you read they're giving Chinese communist soldiers, quote, super genetic mutagens, it's mRNA vaccines to make their muscles bigger and make them more aggressive. It's okay, you're a super soldier. We're not testing on you or anything. You're not a guinea pig. You're not a victim. You're a super soldier. But with us, they tell us, oh, it's just a vaccine. And then the top scientists that aren't on their payroll, former head of Pfizer Science Division, comes out and says, we looked at this. This doesn't have anything to do with COVID. We match it to other vaccines that attack the protein of the placenta. Yeah, you're never having a baby again when you take this. And the thing is, they're going to commit this mass crime and have the nurses and the doctors all signed on to it. So when it turns out millions have been sterilized and millions die, slowly everyone will join in on the cover-up. And the Nazis call that the cement of blood. They'll now be corrupted and follow any order.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99 but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Of the coming of the Lord, He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of His terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
There are a lot of great versions of this song, but listeners keep bringing it up. It seems to be a theme. So here's one of the best, I think. The Army band, the Navy band, they're all great, but without the lyrics. But I think Johnny Cash does a great job with it. So let's play it, then we'll go to your phone calls. Of men before His judgment seat. This is the test, folks. Listen to this. He has sounded forth the trumpet.
In the beauty of the lily, Christ was born across the sea with a glory in His bosom that transfigured you and me. He died to make men holy. Let us live to make men free.
Joshua, Scott, and Steve that held from over. Then we got Heather and Zen and everybody we're going to get to. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers, callers that disagree, callers that are calling from foreign countries, let me know. I'll put you the front of the line, 877-789-2539. And I finally did it. I've been trying for 20-plus years to go back to those old days where sometimes I'd have one board op, so I'd screen calls during the break just to see what they were calling about. They had good phone lines. And finally I said, screw it. I'm just going to take calls myself like 25, 26 years ago. It was the best calls ever. Just boom, caller after caller, caller after caller. Sometimes I take like 15 calls in one segment. And I never got back to that, but today I got close. We probably took 50 calls on the morning show I did. So we got 6 minutes to break right now. Let's go to PB in Rhode Island. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, brother.
I just got a question for you. As far as the Communist Chinese leaks of over 2 million Communist Chinese agents pretty much released around the world, there was a list of 20 United States governors on that list. I just want to know what you think of that and how come it hasn't really gained as much traction in the media.
Because the mainstream media is sold out to the Chi-Coms. I mean, that's what I've been telling everybody forever, and now it's come out that we are overrun by Communist Chinese because they're not held by our laws. We hardly arrest them. We don't execute them. And so the Democrats are bought and paid for. A lot of Republicans, Mitch McConnell's paid for. the Georgia governor's paid for, I'm sad to say. And so we got our ass kicked. I mean, I'm sorry. Right now, China is kicking our ass, and our champion that dared fight them has had an election stolen, is about to be thrown out. They'll probably throw Trump in prison. They're coming after me, too. They've got FBI agents following us around, CIA. They look at us. They hate us. They love China. They love destroying America. Now, the average FBI agent isn't like that, but they've got special units that are literally taking this country down. It's bad, brother.
I mean, I live in the state, and, you know, it's a Democratic crap hole. What could I do going forward to resist this?
Realize we're in an occupied country and don't support any of them and just speak out against them and point out the depression we're going to live under and the tyranny and the shutdown is because people didn't stand up against this. God bless you. I appreciate your call. John in Tennessee. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for calling me back.
You bet, brother. Go ahead.
I wanted to know your thoughts on the creation of a new party, like the Patriot Party. Could something like that actually work? And who would you want to see in leadership and something like that?
Well, you know, a lot of people call it America First. But I just call it America Party, America Existing. Now, how about the Nation Party, the National Party? Because globalism doesn't want us to even exist. The People's Party, the Populist Party, the Populist Party for an American future. I think it's absolutely needed to, like, get Democrats that want to wake up and Republicans that do as well. So you can have Republicans that run saying they've signed on to the America Populist Movement. And so I think it can be something where we demand it of both parties and then they affiliate with it as we build the party itself.
Right. Maybe like Rand Paul or Governor DeSantis in Florida.
Exactly. They should be. I'd love DeSantis and Paul to be president, vice president. I don't care who. Just common sense. Be a person for the country. Be a person for prosperity. Be a person for security. We just want to be our country. We don't want to be under globalist control. And you say that as bad as globalism is going to get, it's going to be the most popular thing ever, just like the Brexit Party, but on steroids.
Right. Exactly. Well, thank you so much.
God bless you. Yeah. As bad as this is, folks, and I got to tell you, we've been kicking globalist ass. You have been so well. They're so scared that they've got a fire lit under their commie ass, their little devil ass, their little fork tails on fire to come after us if Biden gets in. But at a sick level, that's almost better. It's going to destroy them forever. The right thing to do is to put Trump in. The right thing to do is try to fix things nicely. But any way you slice it, as long as we don't give up, we don't lose. And I don't say that to feel good. I'll probably end up getting put in prison or killed. I don't say that to act tough. They've let me know. But it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I'll be with Jesus, and next level, my children and grandchildren will be free. So I'm not sacrificing. I love it. I am thankful for this. God Almighty, I can't believe the position I've been put in, the honor of this, to be in this position with all of you great people for every race, color, and creed with red blood, and to be standing against these pedophile Satanists. And by the way, you've seen a bunch of the pedophile Satanists running their own kidnapping rings that work for Epstein and the Clintons, arrested in France, arrested in Canada. There have been more arrests. So let me tell you, I don't ever want to be over positive. But now I see Trump going after the globalists, and I see all these arrests happening, and I see them canceling Biden's military briefings, and it tells me Trump's getting ready to drop the hammer. And I was told something about Trump. I'm not going to say whether I heard it from Trump or Roger Stone, but they told me when he was president-elect 4-plus years ago that Trump expected this to come down to this. And so, look, I'm just telling the New World Order, if you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. We're not looking to start a fight, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. And if you think threatening us and following us around does anything, and I know your bosses told you to come do it. Listen, I'm a lot more worried about God. In fact, you don't even show up on a registration scale for me, fear-wise. you don't even. My boss is my boss, and that's who I take orders from. His name is Jesus Christ, and his father is the controller of the universe. So that's why I'm taking orders from. And the more you push, the more strength I'm given from my father. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Your phone calls and the latest news on this straight ahead.
Info.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next-level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breaks your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grape seed extract. It's got organic black walnut leaf and stem. Then the regular black walnut when it's green from the whole. Organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWars. So get your Living Defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Where they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, it two plus. Say my days a number, but I keep waking up. Know you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, man, a cheapskate, huh? Gotta move on my release day, huh? this is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Watch your mouth. Baby got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell it. It is what it is. But said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got the paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dunk. Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up.
Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, going nuts. Take a lot of them. And I'm not going to cover this news in the next hour because there's more coming in. I want to really tell you what I think. In the back of my brain, I'm still percolating what's happening. But Trump's going to make a run at him. I mean, that's the bottom line. And I talked to really serious people, a lot of them at the Pentagon, and they're all very excited and are going to make a run at him. And they're getting the hearings ready to give them the political backing for what they need to do. They're already raiding facilities. It really is happening. Right here in Austin, the raids did happen in Germany. And let's just say this country's fighting for its life right now. And with 33 days left, we should see some big action the next week. The next 2 weeks. Because you can't put Joe Biden in. He's such a communist Chinese agent. As I've said 1,000 times, even if he won the election, and if he did, I'd say, hey, he looks like he won it. He's still a communist agent. He's got to be removed. You got to put another Democrat in that isn't a communist Chinese agent. But he didn't win it, and he's a communist Chinese agent. It's a fraud. And I've told my sources, well, they think, what do you think the best thing is? And I'm like, well, it's obvious you're not trying to set me up to put me in prison because I don't want to say who should be targeted, and I'm not trying to push that. You call for a new election once you've had congressional hearings and you show the fraud and you bring out all the dirt on Biden and his family and you release everything you got on the Clintons and the Obamas and you just flamethrow them all no matter what they bring out on Republicans. And you fry them with stuff so powerful the president starts giving nightly resolute death speeches. I would say by now, weeks ago, but maybe Trump's smarter than I am. Hell, he ran for president one the first time. He's got some smart people behind him. I know Colonel Jackson said you don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes. They had to sit there behind their hay bales and behind their logs when the British were shooting at them at 200 yards, 100 yards, those old rifles. And they just waited until they were 20 yards away or less. Gotta love that intel to the whites of the eyes. That's an original rangefinder. Absolutely scientific. See how smart all those old sayings were? Using words for technology to understand. Don't like shoot a rangefinder out, shoot them at 20 yards when you see the whites of their eyes. When you see the whites of their eyes, shoot them right in the chest. And I'm not saying that physically. I'm talking about Trump as an allegory waiting until they're right up on us so that we're reloaded politically with the truth, with the justice, with the liberty, with the facts, with the evidence. But it looks bad waiting this long for McConnell to roll over, be a Chi-Com agent, the Supreme Court to roll over, be Chi-Com agents, to have Roberts screaming and yelling, saying the Democrats will burn America. So we're all scared of Trump's martial law to counter their martial law. But we got the justice, the deposed chief justice saying, we can't do this because if we do, screaming at the other justices who all crapped their pants and got in line, the other eight, that's in the news now. Credible sources, congressmen, sources, the aides, talk to their aides, that he pistol whipped them. He screamed at them for hours that there'll be riots. There'll be, because that's what Black Lives Matter and $10.6 billion of BS was, that somehow if Trump got in, we'll have all the black people riot working for George Soros, and that'll be their cover that Trump's against black people. Exactly what I told you for a year in the buildup. That's the dichotomy. And so now that's where we are. So let's go to your phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Joshua in Michigan. Joshua, thank you. Then we'll go to Heather and many others. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Hey, two things. COVID, was watching a Focus on the Family this morning, and they had two Nazi scientists on pushing the COVID vaccine and talking about regular vaccines and aborted babies. It's completely disgusting. It broke my heart, and the two guys on there were just loving it. I know Mike Pence praised those guys earlier today. I wouldn't. And as far
well, that's another point. Mike Pence is just being evangelical. I believe they said he got the Pfizer mRNA thing that's made out of cloned baby tissue. So Mike Pence doesn't just support the killing of babies. He now injects them into himself.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's satanic and Luciferian. The other thing is I definitely support Trump's martial law, whatever it may be. I'm 15 years, been in the military, 8 years active duty, 6 years in the reserves. You know, I support it. The sad thing is I don't know how many Americans will. I go to church and the pastor's telling us, we better be thankful for our COVID lockdowns, wearing our diapers. I'm like the only guy there not wearing diaper on my face. Everyone else is just, it's unreal. I don't know if it's just they're like brainwashed or whatever, but.
Well, it's a group thing and most people are followers. It's up to you. You know, I talk to the preacher or ask to speak in front of the church and show the studies, but you know, I hear you, but. Again, we're already under a globalist form of martial law, so what do we call this? We need a national emergency to throw off the communist controllers. I mean, what do we do? If not, they will be in full control.
No, I know, and what I'm going to do is not, you know, the military come down with the vaccine, not going to do it. I'm walking away. What do I care? There's my pension. Who gives a crap? And then the second thing, you know, I'm going to be there on the 20th with you guys, and if they manage to put this communist dead guy in Joe Biden. Yeah, I'm done. I'm not. It's not. I have an oath to the Constitution, to you, a covenant with the American people to uphold, defend against enemies, foreign and domestic. And it's we're 360. So I think we just have to dig in. And
I totally agree with you. God bless you, sir, from Michigan. They're breaking the social contract. They're bringing in world government. They're trying to forcibly inoculate us. They're telling us small businesses are non-essential. The churches need to stay closed. All right, let's take another call. Scott in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Scott.
Man, I'm just watching that Mike Pence get that shot out. Unbelievable. He would put aborted fetuses in his cells.
Well, not just aborted fetuses. The entire genome of a baby boy killed in 1966 that they've been recloning satanically, the entire human genome of him, so that when that boy's DNA hits his cells, they take the orders. And by the way, they tested millions of dead kids. They don't know why it's that particular kid they kill. Like there was a black lady died of cancer in 1954, I think. Look it up. Look up immortal cell lines. They don't know why her cells are better than anybody's. But her cells work when they add it to anything to deliver it to you. I'm going to come back to you, Scott. Stay there. I'm not going to cut you off. Put him on hold. We'll come back to him. I'm not kidding. It was a black lady died of a cancer that she got, you know, 1 week. It killed her like in a week and a half. And it, like, ate her whole body. It was like a blob. It was like, they were like, what is this? A little, like, she got it. Like, ate her. And they went, what is it? So they put it under a microscope. And they could put it in a Petri dish for 20 years. It doesn't die. One cell. Doesn't need oxygen. Doesn't need anything. It's like a zombie. And they took that lady's genes and they put it into everything. I mean, wow. But then meanwhile, fact check, vaccine. While vaccines contain human DNA, there's no link to cancer or autism. Oh, yeah. They say. Whatever. Yep. They got a dead white kid from 66 and a dead black lady from the early 50s, and they built everything off their genetics, and they just keep injecting us with them and cloning their cells.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The battle for the Republic and the world is now. I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. And the next hour, I'm going to hit the huge news of the counterstrike by Trump and the Patriots that is unfolding. I wasn't ready to give up in the last week, but I was telling you it looked dire. We didn't see some major action from the president. But let me tell you, it is happening now. All these senators, all these House members lining up for criminal investigations, for hearings, state legislatures finding fraud, Georgia saying they're going to go through and check all of the signatures. There is just so much unfolding right now. All the things that Trump's been pushing for are now suddenly happening. I don't want to give false hope, but let me tell you, Trump's moving in the right direction and moving quickly. So pray for President Trump. Pray for a global awakening. We're 33, 34, depending on how you look at it, days out from the inauguration. Scott in Texas, start over. We're talking about Operation Warp Speed, the so-called COVID vaccines that are really mutagenic DNA takeover systems like the movie The Thing.
Yeah, and it seems like they're doing that just so they can get a patent on humans. My question was, in Operation Warp Speed, is there anything in there that nullifies the Nuremberg Trials and Geneva Convention treaty?
No, it all violates it, but they've got a bill introduced that Republicans are supporting, too. Because, again, they're not scientists, they're just idiot lawyers. H.R. 4373, Engineering Biology Research and Development Act, 2019. And this is what they both want, is to say we're all a product. And when we take these products that take over our cells, they then claim that they own our cells. So this is the final frontier, and it's happening now. This is the Great Reset, Part 1, Reduced Expectations and Biotechno-Feudalism.
Yeah, I've watched Grand Theft World, and you got brought up with Klaus and the Great Reset, and they were saying you lost all 35,000 interviews when YouTube deleted your stuff, and they were trying to move it over to their webpage.
Well, I'm ignorant. What's Grand Theft Auto?
No, Grand Theft World. They do a chronological podcast throughout the week, and they put together all the articles for the week, like this one's, you know, Wolves in White Coats, and they did a whole thing. They just go over every freedom fighter, like their podcast. They pull out clips, and they put it all together. And
I love it. Wolves in White Coats instead of Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, thank you so much. Amazing points. All right, let's go ahead and talk to... Is that all the original callers we didn't get to this morning that I called? Which one? Thomas in North Carolina. Go ahead, and thanks for letting us call you back when I didn't get to you during that new show we're doing. Go ahead.
All right. It's an honor to speak. We appreciate you taking my call. I was reading something yesterday. It was a brief that somebody sent to my wife, and it was about Corey Good talking about be ready for martial law that we would know by Friday. And I heard you talking about Trump and them canceling all the Pentagon's beating Biden's transition team, and he's supposed to meet with somebody at like 3 p.m. or something, and it said we would know by Friday. Why? But this was a couple days ago, and I was just curious if maybe you could kind of elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, I don't know who you were listening to, but they sure knew more than I did. Though this is out of Axios, Bloomberg, all of it, acting Pentagon chief halts Biden transition briefings, signaling that Trump is not going to concede and going to use the military. Clearly, there was a foreign intelligence tie to these Dominion machines. Goes back to China, Russia, Iran. Trump should revote these states. That's what they're all saying now. So Trump's doing an emergency meeting. Here it is from whitehouse.gov today at 3:30 Eastern. That's 2:30 Central, so we'll be live on air during this. He'll be meeting with the Secretary of Defense about an anti-Chinese communist task force here in the U.S. is the intel we've got. So Trump's getting ready to, it looks like he may have a new attorney general or somebody ready to arrest these Chinese spies and their minions. And all he's got to do is arrest a few of them. They'll all start singing like canaries. And so will our military, will America, who the globalists think are done, are we all that cowardly, or will we stand up to the Chinese communist and stop their takeover? What do you think is going to happen?
I hope and pray they don't get away with it. They think they have, and they think they've done it clean, you know. But it's all coming to light, and it's just like anything else in life. You do wrong, things like that. It always comes out in the end.
Absolutely, Thomas. Anything else?
No, sir. I appreciate you taking my call. Appreciate everything you did, man.
I appreciate you, brother. Listen, I appreciate you. We're all in this together. You're just like I am. I don't care if you're white, black, old, young, Hispanic, Chinese, whoever, if you love freedom and you want to have a future, we are brothers and sisters together against this evil. Because make no mistake, these globalists are damn evil. They're now coming with a deadly program to reprogram your DNA. The Bible says it's a fallen entity. I don't get into UFOs and stuff, but that sounds to me like aliens are trying to take us over. I mean, because it takes over all your cells? See how just suddenly we're inside this crazy town? We're just suddenly inside the crazy town. All right, let's go in the order the calls are received. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in California. Nick, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I've been listening to you for 10 years. You woke me up with the Obama deception. I've been listening to you ever since, first-time caller. I want to really quickly talk about California. We are the group that represents The Gavin Newsom recall, we got over 800,000 signatures.
Yeah, 800,000 signatures in one of like a week, right?
Yeah, we got actually an extension for 3 months. We have our own current candidate that we're backing.
So I guess it just now, though, kind of got some traction, though.
Yes, we got some traction now. We're getting a lot of big traction. You actually covered us with the four black conservatives that confronted BLM back months ago. I appreciate you that I'm one of those people that actually confronted them. We're actually now starting curfew breakers. You actually covered us as well. And in these eight cities, Cindy Powell retweeted us saying that we need to demand voter fraud as well. We actually, Breitbart actually reported 20,000 people downtown Los Angeles in one of our rallies. So I just want to make it very clear that a lot of people want to run from California, but there's a group of individuals here that I've met personally, like me, that are going to fight for California. Everybody wants to run, but...
Oh, I agree with you. A lot of times, the worst place becomes the best place. I believe, from evidence I've seen, California is really red, and that the fraud is so bad, that's why you're under this dictatorship.
The conversations we're having, so again, I wanted to make that very known. You've covered us, both me, myself personally, twice, but also my group, the group that we've been here in California, so I really appreciate that.
Yeah, tell folks the name of the group so you can rally and fight the Chinese takeover.
Well, right now we're on curfew breakers in 18 cities right now. Cindy Powell retweeted us. Donald Trump Jr. actually tweeted us in California, in Los Angeles, when we were doing the 20,000-plus where Prager U came out, Proud Boys came out.
Sure, every time you plug the group, though, I can't understand it because your phone breaks up. What's the name of the group again?
Right now, currently, we have the curfew breakers, 18 cities.
Curfew breakers. All right, you're beautiful. Thank you so much, Nick. Love you. I want to see more of your video. I want to get you on as a guest. Thank you. Get on with Skype with us. All right, Zen in Florida. Zen, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. First time caller. Thank you, and God bless you, Owen, and everybody.
Well, I need your prayer because I want to stay in the fight. I'm not a victim or a wimp. I expected to be dead a long time ago, but they're definitely on my ass now, so thanks for the prayer.
Well, there's a lot of things going on right now that we need to pray on. But my question, with all the election fraud, the videos, the statistics, et cetera, what more can we, the people, do to get the PSYOPs awake?
I think like that guy that went to Costco and got up and said, it's all a fraud. Wake up. This is BS. They're locking everything down. The virus is basically a hoax. And then put out your own website. I think we should just disturb them. We should civil disobedience them. And I can't just say that and not do it. I know I'm going to take a week off because I never do it, and it's the right thing to do, and I'll be so much stronger after if I do it. But after that, I'm going into stores, I'm going into everywhere, and I'm gonna raise a stink. I think that's what we got to do.
Oh, well, we need to ban the people because we're the people. We outnumber them. We just got to all get together because this is going against our Constitution right now.
I agree. You know, it's like spiritual. I don't know how to describe it. Oratory skills get some people motivated, but there's this thing where you decide to do something and suddenly people are with you. And I just think even if you decide it and then nothing happens and you get arrested, it doesn't matter. Others see that. It causes a chain reaction. You got to know, God, help me. Lead me. I don't want to be under satanic control. Please help me, God. I don't want to lay down. And see, God's not looking for victims. God's looking for those who are ready to go after people. In a peaceful way, but through God. Just say, God, I'm weak. Please help me. Show me how to fight these people. And God will give you some little task. Go talk to your neighbor or go down the street. And suddenly, you'll be fighting the entire New World Order operation. That's because God never puts you in a place you can't handle. Zen, I appreciate your call. Anything else?
No, praise him. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you. I mean, I'm just telling you that's what it is. You got to just simply say, people say, I'll tell you the prayers God answers. You step out of a dangerous situation and say, I'm doing this for other people. Help me, God. God will help you. That's when God shows up.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal
Vital Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.